We have calls. We have emails. We have texts. It's just like wildlife in Arizona. When it breaks below that 110 mark, things just start to come alive, and so do the questions. Everything just goes dormant over 110. Like you said, that's all bets are off then.
Well, they really are in your irrigation system. That summer schedule, watering schedule, you know, forget it. You know, you just need to start analyzing it day to day almost, you know, and that's where plants run into trouble. That it's that maybe one extra day when they were in stress or in distress, basically, and they're wilting at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning already. And, you know, they're not going to get watered till tomorrow, which was fine when it was 105. But now that one extra day, then we get desiccation and burnt leaves and, you know, plants that are really in trouble. So you have to almost evaluate. And I pick one plant in the landscape. Pick the most water needy thing, or the least common denominator, if you want to think about it, an indicator plant in your landscape. And when it starts to show distress, then, you know, you really have to accommodate it. Certainly then you're maybe overwatering some other things, but you're certain that nothing else is going to get damaged. Mine is Cape honeysuckle. I've got some Cape honeysuckle that, you know, faces west, and it's not absolutely crazy about that. And it has some sunburned leaves on it right now. I tell people that think their plants look bad, I say, well, you come to my house. They look just like it. In fact, yours look better than mine do.
I was going to suggest, you know, you could take a picture of my backyard, and when they come in worried about their plant, just say, does it look worse than this?
That's right.
Could be your poster child.
I've seen your tachomas
on
your south-facing wall the other day.
That's some stressing going on right there.
Distress, yeah.
I keep begging Jennifer to tear those out, but she says, no, not yet.
They'll come back and look all right.
So I was going to go to calls first, but since you mentioned Cape honeysuckle, that's what one of our text questions is. They planted in April. All the flowers fell off. It's tripled in size but won't flower. What do I do?
Wait till about October and it'll start flowering again. It does not flower year-round. See, there's that expectation that things need to be perfect 360 days of the year. Cape honeysuckle is a winter bloomer. Starts blooming in the fall, blooms all winter. When spring shows up, it'll quit. Nothing you can do about it.
That's text at
go on vacation.
That's a text at 411-923. Now to the calls, 1-888-767-4348. Starting with Tom in Tucson. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a peach tree that I planted about 8 years ago from stock, and now all the leaves on it are dead, except there's a little sucker growing at the bottom. What do you think could have caused that?
Well, when did it start looking bad?
Oh, about 4 weeks ago.
So when it got hot.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
In the summer, when it started warming up, heating up.
Yeah.
Well, it could very well had something to do with watering. The plant wasn't well enough established. It got super hot. Maybe weren't watering quite enough. Leaves burned up and fell off. Are the stems and trunk still green? Have you kind of scratched through the bark in a few places to see if you got any green?
I could do that.
Might do that. I would get some tree trunk paint or wrap or something and protect that trunk from sunburning. Okay. What generally happens is once the leaves fall off, then the stems and then the trunk start to sun damage and burn. And when that happens, then the plant loses its ability to function, to move moisture and nutrients up and down through the vascular bundle of the plant up into the small twigs and stems to grow new leaves. And then it just starts, you know, the damage gets deeper and deeper and deeper and goes further down the trunk and, you know, and it's going to be dead. So get some mulch on the ground around it, cool the roots down, get some tree trunk or tree wrap on the trunk, and just kind of see what happens.
And he had mentioned a sucker growing out. You want to make sure and take those off if it's below the ground.
You know, at this point, you might even want to leave the sucker on.
Just for sun protection?
Sun protection. It's also photosynthesizing. It's creating, you know, some nutrients for the plant. You know, you got to have leaves. Even though it's a sucker at this point, it probably wouldn't hurt.
And then if the
then
plant
when you start
survives
getting recovery and new leaves on the desirable part of the plant above the graft, then maybe next fall or winter, cut the sucker off.
We appreciate the call, Tom. Good luck with your peach tree. Let's move now to Wendy next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. Welcome to the program, Wendy.
Hi, guys. And again, Layla says hi. John, I've got this Black Mission fig tree, and I've had it for a few years now. Wonderful producing tree. But this year, there's all kinds of bugs. When I harvest them out the little hole, bugs are coming out, and they're a little not black. They're dark brown, and they fly when they want to. I haven't seen that before. Are they laying something in there?
Well, it's super common on figs. We call them sour. I call the group calling them sour bugs. Usually, when that happens, the fruit is soured, and usually you can just solve that by picking the figs quicker.
We appreciate the call. We're bottom of the hour news break. Back with your calls after this. 1-888-767-4348.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.